In part one of this story on the rebirth of the iconic Highland County Fire Tower, Hamill Skip Jones talked about the tower's origins and use. Now, he explains the extensive efforts that went into its restoration.
Well, it was actually most of it in parts. We had a decision whether to reconstruct it in its format of a rusty tower or whether to do a total restoration. And we decided it would be best to do a total restoration. So it was totally disassembled. The steel, the iron parts, were sent to Ashland, Virginia by truck and were re-galvanized. The bolts were sent to Illinois to a special facility which cleaned and re-galvanized the bolts. And we thought about trying to use the old steps, which were made out of hemlock, but decided to do new hemlock steps. And so everything came back to Richmond, and then Steve Good, Highland Welding Company, did a fantastic job of reconstructing the tower where it is now, very detailed in their work. We did have to get a conditional use permit from Highland County to do this, which was approved, and there we are today.
I asked Mr. Jones about public access to the tower.
It is too much of a liability to leave it open all the time, and it is fenced in now, but I do plan from time to time to open it up for people to climb up the tower without charge. And our first ribbon cutting for the tower is July 8 at 1 o'clock. We're going to have several firefighters up there, a fire truck, have a little ceremony, and then open the tower for anybody that wants to climb it. And hopefully, if they're so inclined, they'll make a charitable donation to the Highland County Volunteer Fire Department. We also hope to do it again in the fall, if not sooner, with charitable donations going to the Highland County Historical Society. We've heard nothing but very favorable comments about the project, and we hope it's a good asset for the community and the return of a historic structure.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.